It's time for Let's Talk on WPPA, AM 1360, A106 FM, and on the web at WPPARadio.com. Stories making news, special guest interviews, your phone calls, and more. The views expressed on Let's Talk are not necessarily those of the management or staff of WPPA. Now, here's your host, Jay-Z.
And good morning, everybody. Welcome to it. Another edition of Let's Talk. It's a Tuesday morning, hour number one, third Tuesday of the month in our first hour. That means we've got the folks, John Bondur and the folks from Schuylkill Headwaters joining us in studio. John, good morning. Welcome, my friend.
Good morning, Jay-Z. Show number two for 2026.
Show number two.
Another beautiful day out, a little cloudy. It was 40 degrees when I left my place in New Philly this morning. It's good to see that it's not minus 10.
Yes.
So it's all good.
All good.
So, again, a beautiful day. Enjoy the day. Above freezing. And that's certainly a positive in my book.
In my book as well, yes.
So we have a whole lot to cover today. But first of all, I'd like to shout out to some of our regular listeners. I'd like to say hello to John Parson, Johnny Armstrong, and my girls, Danielle and Heather, you know who you are, and an old favorite, John Clazus. So, John, I know you're delivering car parts today. Be careful driving, so it'd be all good. No ice today, John. Roads will be clear. Let's see. And I can't forget my boss, Georgianne Bondura. She's kind enough to let me come out and play the third Tuesday of every month. So, Georgianne, if you're awake and you're listening, I really love you, dear. Thank you for letting me come out and play. Let's see. One more thing. I get well wish to Bill Reichert. Bill is the president of the Schuylkill Headwaters Association. I work for Bill. Bill, get better soon. It's yes. Time to feel better and be able to get out and get some fresh air. Oh, let's see what else we have. In the studio today, of course, we have the famous Jay-Z.
More like infamous.
The famous Jay-Z. We have Lily Leonard from the Red Creek Wildlife Center. She's one of our regulars. Also, one of our regulars is Hemlock Hannah Kolbitsky from the Schuylkill Conservation District. And last but least, my brother, Pat McKinney, also known as Porcupine Pat. We're all on the floor today. It's going to be an interesting show. And again, a lot of information will be passed along. So
Yes. Who
wants to go first?
Look forward to it.
Look, that's good. That's what we like to hear. How about one of the ladies?
The chivalry is not dead
chivalry,
on this program.
Thank you. Well, yes. I wanted to also, I guess, do a little shout out to any of my fellow band members of P71. They tuned in last week. They
all right.
had no idea I was on the radio, and they, you know, do mechanic work, so it was on the radio. They're like, "Hey, I hear you on the radio." So tune in, you guys. Just the last week, I wanted to say I learned something new myself about male groundhogs. And that sometimes they will come out of hibernation before female groundhogs. Because my mom sent me this video of this scruffy-looking rodent that her friend sent. And she's like, what is this animal? And it was a, you know, I would say maybe like 1 or 2-year-old groundhog. He was little-looking. And he, oh boy, he had bedhead. And I saw that and I was like, oh my gosh, he should not be awake yet. Oh no. And you know, I before saying send him to Red Creek, I just did a look up. I was like, when do groundhogs wake up? And male groundhogs sometimes wake up earlier to defend their territory. And so if you do see a groundhog in your yard and it's looking a little scruffy, leave an apple out. I said, leave an apple for him, and you know, because they loved eating the apples from my apple tree. And sure enough, the next day or so, I get a video of him like munching on an apple, and his fur is nice and groomed, so he was able to wake up and toss his hair a little bit. But it's the time that animals are starting to wake up, especially skunks. It's around skunk mating season. I know I mentioned it last time, but the smell of romance is in the air. And the smell is putrid.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is.
So just really be careful. I had to avoid one on the road, and they kind of blend in with, the color of the road being black and white. Mm-hmm. So just be extra mindful as animals are waking up, and just like how you might want some grace in the morning before your cup of coffee, just make sure to give some grace to animals that are coming out of hibernation.
It's funny you brought up the woodchucks. John, Pat, and I were just talking about this as what I was going to bring up today. That was before you got here. But yeah, woodchucks this time of year, when they wake up, they will look a little bit rough. I mean, they just spent like 4 months sleeping with no food, low heart rate, low breathing, all those fun things. But you do just have to keep a close eye out. This is the time of year when it might not exclusively be a male, but females may wake up a little bit too early. We actually have two in care right now that have come in within the past week. Both are insanely emaciated and dehydrated to the point they don't even try to bite us when we touch them. That is not good. Woodchucks are very much fighters. They do not like being handled regardless of their condition. So if you do find a woodchuck that looks a little bit scraggly, like it sounds like the advice you had given your friend, keep an eye out. If by the next day or two they start to look a little bit better, it could just be a male waking up a little bit earlier, which, as Hannah said, is pretty normal. Or it could be a female who's just a juvenile and got a little bit confused and might need some extra help. So sometimes they recover and that bedhead buffs out and they do indeed look better and will enjoy a snack or two. But keep a close eye on them. They don't always do the best in hibernation. Mm. We've also received a boatload of bats within the past 2 weeks here. My total hibernation count is up to about 17. I believe I'm at 18 now with the one I've been taking home over the weekend. But yeah, they are coming out of hibernation a little bit early, especially with weather fluctuations. That's kind of the biggest thing today. As John mentioned in the beginning, very warm. This can confuse them if the warmth continues for a few extra days here. But if I've learned anything about PA winters, the snow is probably not done yet.
Yeah. Well, that's really helpful. Thank you.
Yeah, of course. Always keep an eye out on them. And if you guys ever have any questions or concerns, typically we do ask for photos of the animal just so we can get a closer look at what's going on. Usually descriptions are pretty good, but, you know, when you're flustered, confused about what's going on, it's easier for us to just have eyes on it. So if you see an animal that you're concerned about, snag a photo, give us a call. We'll probably instruct you to send the photo our way, and we can give the proper advice from there.
Like, I heard that Peggy Hintz had a successful paint and sip program. Can you tell us more about that?
Yeah, so this is something we're hoping to continue to do in coming months. Peggy, our founder and director of the facility, she is very good at painting. That's been one of her niches for years and years. People who know her may have seen her artwork displayed throughout the years. She submitted to competitions and things as well. But she is an excellent artist. And one thing she thought would be really enjoyable about doing paint and sips is kind of utilizing it as like a story time opportunity. So goodness knows that woman has stories on stories on stories in regards to animals, members of the public, domestics and wildlife, all of it, anything in between. So she's utilizing it kind of as an opportunity to impart her wisdom, silly stories, even maybe some sad stories, but just letting people know kind of what's gone on over the past few years. And then you also leave with a really pretty painting that you're guided through. So she had two this weekend, or last 2 weekends ago. I know, days of the week. But she's hoping to do more in the future. This one was an owl painting, but she'll likely come up with more designs in the future as well. And it's a very good price point for painting. And again, it's cool, fun story time. She is very much very good at talking about her life and letting everybody enjoy her stories.
You know, there's a slow slide into the next season at this time of the year. Every day, it almost seems like even from morning to afternoon, you see changes. I know right now in the wetlands at the county fairgrounds where our Shadle Nature Center is, skunk cabbage is popping up. Mm-hmm. And that's a really cool plant in that it actually melts the ice and snow around it. And its scientific name means, flower before the leaves, you know, something along that line. But one major thing I wanted to point out is make it a point to visit Middle Creek Wildlife Management Area. It's actually where Lancaster, Lebanon, and Berks County meet in that area. It's got the only Pennsylvania Game Commission visitor center in the entire Pennsylvania.
Wow.
And they have exhibits inside. If you don't have binoculars, they have binoculars there. However, there's a really nice path that takes you back to where the water is, and there's always somebody there that will have like a tripod set up what you'll see is this is the time of the year when migration is happening. And I can hear that. You hear a lot of birds. I live right in the middle. I live in Center City, St. Clair. I'm hearing birds calling loudly and with a purpose and meaning. Mm-hmm. You'll see tens of thousands of snow geese. These are geese that are white with black wingtips. You also see probably like 15,000 tundra swans. Now, as the days progress into early March, I'd say early March is the peak time. So it's all these birds are heading up north to their nesting grounds in the Arctic. And
they're going back home.
They're going back home. That's what they do. They travel. But you have to see that visitor center. There's something for children, something for adults. There's something for everybody. And they have volunteers at staff. And let me tell you, you get a lot. And again, it's the only visitor center that the Game Commission has, which that's our wildlife agency for the whole Commonwealth right there.
They have beautiful displays and taxidermy inside of the facility as well. It's a beautiful place to get to see. One thing I do just have to caution in regards to migration season is just keep in mind high pathogen avian influenza is still a factor. As you're going around walking around these beautiful areas with an abundance of waterfowl, I always recommend wearing shoes that will not go into your house, especially if you have domestic animals. Cats specifically are very susceptible to high pathogen avian influenza, or HPAI, in case I abbreviate it as I continue talking. So HPAI is a potential risk for your domestic animals, so you do just want to be careful whenever you're walking around large bodies of water to make sure you don't accidentally bring anything into your house as well.
Well, those are good points to consider, definitely, absolutely. Better safe than sorry, they say.
Unfortunately, the snow geese seem to be our biggest guys impacted by HPAI consistently over the past 3 to 4 years here. So as beautiful as they are to see, and you absolutely should capitalize on that opportunity, just be mindful whenever you're out and about. And that even goes for just general ticks and things while you're walking around. It's always best to just honestly keep your hiking shoes outside of your house so you don't bring anything in.
But they say if it's 35 degrees or warmer, you can get ticks.
Which is
who would have thought?
That's my favorite.
Wow.
Yeah.
You always have to be really careful. And I don't know scientifically if this is the case, but I have found, you know, when it's like the colder months, but it's just above, they're hungry.
Yes, they are.
I've never had more ticks than, when I've walked through Japanese barberry. And that's another thing. Ticks love Japanese barberry. So just be careful if you're ever pulling that out of your yard, it's an invasive, to wear some nice leather gloves, first of all, because those barbs will get you. But two, they have a special relationship with ticks where that's their ideal habitat. So just be careful. But I've never had more ticks, one, when I've been pulling Japanese barberry, but two, when I've been walking through brush, just even like the dead plants of fall that carry into the spring or late fall. The one day I had about like 8 deer ticks just on my pants from a half hour of walking. So it was crazy. So also, if you are going to get a new pair of hiking pants, I know you might think like, oh, brighter colored pants, I'm going to get them dirty. They're great though. Absolutely great. Especially if you do like to walk during hunting season, it's extra visibility. Other than wearing an orange hat, if you're looking bright like you came out of the 80s. You know, I know that's not everyone's vibe. You can always wear a nice light earth tone or khakis. Always work. Just pants that are lighter, usually you can see ticks better in case you have trouble picking them out.
Good idea. Yeah. Light color is always good. That's definitely my recommendation because I hate ticks.
So. Me too.
Oh, boy.
You get a tick attack.
Yeah, they go on me. My day's ruined.
I get checked for Lyme annually because of how much I spend outside, and also because I get tired all the time. So I'm always like, well, maybe it's Lyme this time. And it's never Lyme. But I wanted to go back and just do a quick like hush hush, but not hush hush. If you are an avid bird watcher, my friend just told me that there was a sandhill crane spotted at Lake Onalani in Berks County. So not Schuylkill. But close. And he's obsessed with sandhill cranes. So if any of you guys are sandhill crane fanatics, there is one at Lake Onalani in Berks County. So just wanted to shout that out there. It was spotted as of yesterday, so still might be hanging around there today. So in case you have nothing to do and you're a sandhill crane fan, just wanted to give a kind little shout out. But I agree. I've been hearing a lot more birds, and we have actually a murder of crows at the Schuylkill Conservation District that have really taken a liking to our coworker, Michael.
Michael.
Yes. And so he leaves some bird seed out for all the birds, but the crows kind of have associated him with this food. And so every Monday, the crows are extra feisty. And the one Monday, Michael was not there, and they were going, and calling at me. I'm like, guys, I'm not Michael. I did not roll up in my Subaru. I'm so sorry. You got to wait. But it's really interesting. They're very, very intelligent birds.
How did they go?
Yeah. One more time.
One more time.
Okay.
Oh, there you go.
Nice stroke.
Thanks. That's my best. That's my best. My buddy.
So a little bit about crows. I happen to know that the scientists that study crows have determined that they're that intelligent that they could recognize human faces.
Really?
Yes, that's correct.
No, Mike,
I just read an article on that actually several weeks ago, and the belief is that they remember probably better than you, Jay-Z.
Well, I'm sure of that.
I got it. But they're supposedly very intelligent. They recognize faces that have put them in danger, and they also recognize faces that are nice to them. So I have to guess that your story about Michael is correct. From what I've read, that crows are very intelligent, and they facially recognize humans for certain things that happened to them in the past.
I just wanted to say I'm more than sure that Michael over the weekend participated in that great backyard bird count. This is actually an international bird count. And it said just take 15 minutes of your time, wherever you are, 15 minutes, and then they need that data. And this actually is a barometer. I think, Lila, you know more about that. Can you tell us more about that backyard bird count? What have you heard?
Yeah, I don't think anything has been released in regards to this year in any capacity yet about results. But the beautiful thing about projects like that is it helps you get involved in studies. You don't realize how helpful you can be. I mean, there are platforms, different apps that you can utilize. Your friend who spotted the sandhill crane, if they documented that on All About Birds, that would be a big pop-up just because while they do migrate through Pennsylvania, they are very uncommon migrants.
Yes.
So actually seeing them is pretty slim, especially this far into Pennsylvania. We had a sandhill crane patient one of my first few summers at Red Creek, and it was in the summertime, which was really crazy. But you don't realize how important it is to document things. If you're a true birder, or even passively when you're out and about, you can confidently identify a handful of species. It significantly impacts our studies and knowledge of migration patterns and all of that information. So even if you can only confidently identify like a dark-eyed junco, northern cardinal, just a handful of songbirds, and you try to contribute to those sorts of things, it's really beneficial for our studies and research, knowing what's going on, because like that also even helps rehab facilities in regards to when we can release species. We had a junco patient for about 3 or 4 weeks, and he was missing a few tail feathers, but we flight tested him, stamina tested him, made sure that he was groovy, and we were like, you know, you're about to be leaving the state, so it would be better for us to release you with a group knowing that you definitely have the stamina and you've proved it, even though we'd probably prefer you have those 2 tail feathers yet.
Yeah.
We did end up releasing him about 2 weeks ago, 2 or 3 weeks ago, just because there was a flock in one of my coworkers' backyards, and I was like, before they go, we got to make sure he joins them. So yeah, those studies are super beneficial in regards to our population densities, as well as a change in migration routes. As climate change continues to impact literally everything, animals are starting to do really abnormal things. Like 2 years ago when the flamingos were in Pennsylvania from the storms. I don't know if anybody followed that story. But yeah, we had 2 flamingos. One ended up dying, I believe. But yeah, no, there's crazy things that happen every single year, and documenting it properly is super important because we can keep tabs on those sorts of things and recognize potential patterns.
it's important to recognize that sandhill cranes are found in places like western Nebraska. So this really is off course.
Yeah, in Florida, people think they're basically pests. Your friend's excited about a sandhill crane. Meanwhile, my brother's like, man, these brats.
Well, it's funny because I was just trapped in Florida and he's like, did you see a sandhill crane? And I said, I don't know. Because I saw like an interesting grackle.
Yes,
the boat-tail grackle. Wow, they make the most interesting clicking noises. And I was actually, I'm not trying to flex or anything, but my friend, she works at the animal tours in Animal Kingdom, so she got me into Disney for free. And, you know, it's beautiful there, but I was hearing, like, this really interesting call and these clicking noises. And I was like, what is that? And then I saw it, and I pointed, I was like, oh, my gosh, look at it. And all the kids... their heads turned to look probably for Mickey Mouse. And
meanwhile, it was you're just pointing at a wild bird.
Yes, a boat-tailed grackle on the dock of Epcot. that was very exciting for me. But yeah, lots of people have their lifers or birds they really want to see. And for him, it was a sandhill crane. And I was like, I'm not sure. And so he's very excited about it today. He's trying to find a way to see it.
So did you see any crows?
In Florida?
Yeah.
Yes, of course. Yeah, yeah.
Some old crows. And they're
it was a great time.
So up at my place this winter, I didn't have a variety of birds. Actually, it was pretty limited. I had some blue jays, no crows.
Wow.
No crows. But I did hear an owl a couple nights.
Oh, that's fun.
That's pretty good.
Do you know what kind?
I have no idea. It didn't go,
Was it like a Who Cooks For You? Or
no, it was different.
Like a trill? Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like a classic hoot? Or
because there are like whinny noises, like the screech owls.
A classic hoot.
Because screech owls hit you with the like,
that's what it was.
That's a whinny. Oh. The whinny noise is a screech owl.
Wiley, do that again.
They're so good. The screech owl is my favorite owl, actually.
I have a golden retriever, and we were out to do a potty run about midnight, and I heard this, and she heard it, and there was more attention paid to that noise going to the potty.
So.
That screech owl was barking up the wrong tree. Your dog could do some damage.
He sounded like he was pretty close.
Yeah.
So I had some blue jays. I guess I had some snowbirds. They're gray and white, if I'm not mistaken. I'm not really sure.
The juncos?
I was about to say juncos
little,
are pretty common.
Guys.
Hopping on the ground?
Yeah, they call them snowbirds, okay.
Dark-eyed juncos.
And I was really surprised to see the amount of mourning doves that I had. Mm. There was actually a covey of them nesting right on the side of my house. Where there was a little bit of snow melt, I guess, from the heat coming from the house.
Mm-hmm.
And I went out one morning to feed, and there I bet you there was 25 of them. They scared me. They startled me because but they never came back.
Hmm.
But I do have a couple guys that come around pretty much every day, and a real whole load of gray squirrels.
Oh yeah,
moochers.
They're pretty fat too, so they're eating my birdseed real bad.
Oh yeah, they're just breaking it up for the smaller birds.
Yeah.
They're just helping
you
use smaller bits.
Yep. And I actually had a couple nights when it was some of those real cold nights. We have some deer up on the hill, but. They don't come over to my side too often, but actually we saw them eating some of the birdseed at night. I was really, really surprised. I guess they were that hungry with all of the snowpack that they chose to steal off the birds.
Wow.
Yeah, they do capitalize on that.
We're going to take a quick break. We'll come back with more of Let's Talk after these messages. Stay with us, everybody.
How many times have you heard, I'm bored, there's nothing to do around here?
You're wrong.
Here's why. Explore Schuylkill is your destination for all things Schuylkill. From outdoor recreation to attractions, events, and accommodations, Explore Schuylkill can tell you where to go, what to do, and how to get there. They even have a craft beverage trail. Download an app and discover local breweries, wineries, and distilleries. Be a tourist in your own backyard. Visit Explore Schuylkill at their location along Union Street in Pottsville or check them out online at schuylkill.org.
Jen, I didn't know you shopped here.
Hey, I'm hunting for something fresh for spring.
Oh, girl, skip them all. Jewelry Television has the best spring looks right now.
JTV, way ahead of you. Just hit up JTV.com yesterday, scored the cutest clover earrings, two tennis bracelets, and this gorgeous pearl ring.
Right now, new customers get $20 off any purchase of $99 or more at JTV.com.
Oh, and gold hoops and this turquoise bracelet.
Just a couple things, huh?
Maybe more than a couple.
Wesley Financial Group is not a law firm.
I'm Chuck McDowell, founder of Wesley Financial Group. Did you buy a timeshare because they told you it was a great investment? That's a lie. Most timeshares can be bought online for a dollar. To find out what your timeshare is worth and to cancel it, call us today and we'll send you our timeshare exit kit free with all your options for cancellation.
Call Wesley for your free exit info guide. 800-959-3388. That's 800-959-3388.
This week's T102 Sports Now, Finelli Evans and Patel Athlete of the Week goes to Tyer Mead, Blue Mountain Senior Guard. I sat down with Tyer to talk his big 29-point night in Martz Hall, leading the Eagles to a Schuylkill League quarterfinal win over Haven. Check it out only on T102SportsNow.com.
Looking for auto repair you can trust in Ashland and Orwigsburg? Joe Thurs Automotive is here to keep you and your family rolling, because when it comes to your car, peace of mind matters. Built on professionalism and kindness, Joe Thurs Automotive brings expertise, care, and a personal touch to every visit. And right now is the perfect time to schedule your service and save. Get our oil change special for just $69.99, including a free tire rotation and multi-point inspection. Plus, checks on your radiator, coolant, belts, hoses, fluids, suspension, and lights. Or stop in for our brake special, starting at just $329 per axle for cars with quality pads and rotors installed by the experts. For faster service, book your appointment at JoeThursAutomotive.com today. Joe Thurs Automotive, with locations in Ashland and Orwigsburg, keeping drivers in northern and southern Schuylkill counties safely on the road, one repair at a time.
Looking for fresh, affordable groceries in Minersville or Pine Grove? Head to Coaltown Supermarket in the Kings Village and Route 443 Pine Grove, your locally owned and operated neighborhood supermarkets. You're sure to save with 85% lean ground beef or beef eye round whole in bag for $5.99 a pound. 5-pound bag of McCain's white potatoes for just $1.99. And Friendly's ice cream in 48-ounce containers for just $2.99. Coaltown Supermarket, locally owned in Minersville and Pine Grove. Fresh. Local, always affordable.
Weather forecasting reimagined.
2822 Future Alert Weather.
Not just any old forecast, it's your ultimate advantage.
Delivering real-time updates with pinpoint precision.
2822 Future Alert Weather has you covered from morning traffic to your weekend adventures.
Precise, reliable, built for tomorrow. 2822 Future Alert Weather. Powered by one of America's most accurate weather teams.
Welcome back, folks. Hour number one of the program. It is the third Tuesday of the month. Here in our first hour, that means John Bondur and the folks from Schuylkill Headwaters are in studio with us. John, welcome back, my friend.
Okay, Jay-Z, we're ready to hit it again. Everybody took a little break, and we'll start off with some commercials. How's that?
Sounds good.
Okay, so we have a Sportsman and Outdoor Expo coming on Saturday, March 28th from 10 to 2 at the Columbia Hose Fire Company, 742 West Center Street in Shenandoah.
Old stomping grounds.
Yep. And it's going to be sponsored by Senator Argyll and Representatives Watro, Twardzik, Barton, and Steer. And they're inviting everybody to come out to their expo. I know Schuylkill Headwaters, he'll have a table there. I will probably be doing a mini trout identification program that day, and it sounds like it's going to be pretty neat. Looks like it's the first time this is being done up there in Shenandoah. So I invite everybody, mark their calendar, Saturday, March 28th, 10 a.m. to 2 p.m., Columbia Hose Fire Company, and that's on the west end of town. If anybody has any questions or would like to get a spot there, they can contact 570-773-0891, and that is one of the satellite offices of Senator Argel. So if you would like to have some information about a trout program, you're certainly welcome to come to that, and you'll hear my speech, and I'll put on a short presentation about that. With that, also another commercial, the South End Field and Stream, which is at Whippoorwill Dam in Frackville, is having their annual Easter kielbasa sale. If you've ever had their kielbasa, they have smoked, regular, and cheesy hot. Cheesy hot's my favorite. I get a couple rings of that every year, and that's definitely my favorite. And if you're interested in getting some of that, you can call Joe C. at 874-3111 and place an order. Again, the kielbasa is really good, and it's always a good thing to have for Easter. Let's see what else I have here, some magic. There is a I'll get my phone to work here.
Oh, that's okay. The technology is great until hiccups on you.
Here we go. Yep. There's a spaghetti dinner at the Mary D. Fire Company, and that is not until March 29th. We'll give more on that when it gets a little closer at the next radio show. Also, Kellner's Dam in Tamaqua. It's a rather unique pond where it's only open to the youngsters for fishing.
Hmm.
And they have a fishing rodeo every year for the kids. This year, it's going to be Sunday, April 19th. They're looking for some donations and some help. But again, it's only for the young people. It's a great opportunity for the kids to come out and fish. And we'll have more on that next time around. So that's pretty much all the commercials I have for now. So let's go back to the girls and to Porcupine Pat here. And I know they have a whole bunch of stuff to talk about, a couple events in the near future, and have at it.
This coming Sunday, we have the second of our, well, celebrating America 250 walks, which is sponsored by our good friends from Explore Schuylkill, our county's visitors bureau. And what we're doing is we're going to be at Landingville Marsh, and it starts at 2 o'clock, goes until 3:30. We will be on the Schuylkill River Trail in that section. Our destination is the base of the very first tunnel ever constructed in America. It was constructed in the early 1820s, and we'll see the base of it. The top of it was actually blown off just before the Civil War began. I have no idea why, but it was. But it's a flat walk. It's beautiful. The marsh will be really hopping, especially with things warming up and whatnot. So, and it's a free hike. It's free and open to the public. So I know that's one of many walks we have planned. I'm going to bounce this ball back in Hemlock's court.
Yes. I just wanted to put this out there. If you saw that there was supposed to be a Locust Lake Loop walk this Thursday, I have rescheduled it. It'll be to be announced possibly in April. Just because of all the snow, the path does not get paved. And because it was supposed to be a more of an accessible path, I figured, that one probably should get rescheduled because it wasn't advertised to be kind of like a snow trek or anything. And we have had good weather, but I'm just putting it out there, that in case you were following the Locust Lake Loop walk and wondering like, hey, why haven't I advertised it? Just that it has been rescheduled. But something that is on schedule and should be really exciting. We have a special guest for the 1st of March. We have a special guest for another historic walk. It's the Lorax-led tree walk at Sweet Arrow Lake, and it's at the Waterfall Pavilion. So if you came last year to see him, he was at the clubhouse. He wants to try and go a little bit more woodsy. So it'll be in the Waterfall Pavilion, and it's definitely not Hemlock Hannah leading this. It is 100% the Lorax. He may look like Hemlock Hannah, but he just looks like someone you know to make you feel more comfortable because he's a magical creature. And it is a program that is designed for kids and families. Of course, you can be a kid at heart, but just letting you know, it's not going to be like academic level tree and history explanations. It's going to be a little more zany, a little more kid friendly. So just putting it out there, it still might be fun if you have nothing to do on Sunday, March 1st, 2 p.m. to 3 p.m. It's just a solid hour. And if you have a well-behaved dog, you are welcome to bring it. There will be frequent stops. So if your dog's a little rowdy, I would recommend maybe bringing them on a walk yourself. But it should be a good time. Just dress warm in case it's cold. And you might be thinking, a tree walk, March 1st, there may not be leaves out there. Well, there's buds to see, there's bark to see, and there's some nice evergreens. And it is in honor of World Reading Day, which is March 2nd, or also people celebrate it as Dr. Seuss Day. So that's why it's a little early. The Lorax is making his special appearance. So we're really, really excited about that one. It's digestible history for kids, families, and anyone who's interested.
I know this past Saturday was the rescheduled walk that was led by Will Thomas, who's our DCNR Forestry Service Forester. And boy, Will is a walking computer for trees. You can tell he's passionate about them.
Oh yeah, he had a walk called "This Bud's for You." So if you missed that, there's like a light version led by the Lorax. He's of course he's not maybe like an American Pennsylvanian history pro. Well, he's learned, of course, but he's used to the truffula trees. So these are very different looking. Truffula trees are more of a tropical species and don't really have leaves at all. So he's really admired these trees. He's done his research and he's excited to share. But he's no Will Thomas. I'll just put that out there. He's humble.
Well, fancy you're talking about trees because I have a shout out for, I know John here was talking about commercials. Well, I have a commercial here. I'm putting my Schuylkill County Conservancy hat on now. And my hat, and I'm on the board of the County Conservancy, they are offering a woodland stewardship conference. And the theme is all about non-timber forest products. There's a lot that you get from trees and, you know, and also woodlands. In fact, most of Schuylkill County, as we well know, is predominantly forested. In fact, I think, what is it, 7 out of every 10 acres is forested. So that's what I heard the last more than once. But there's a free program Saturday, March 28th. It's at Penn State Schuylkill. And this program, it's with this professor. He is a teaching professor at Penn State, and he's offering an in-depth program exploring woodlands and forest-grown products. And they include everything from ginseng, golden seal, ramps, wild leeks, forest farming updates. He does what's called agroforestry and crop protection strategies, pests and disease management. And by the way, just yesterday I posted on my Facebook page, I shared something from the Indiana Department of Natural Resources about the spotted lanternfly. There's a great reel that tells you at this time of the year, folks, look at your property. Look at your picnic tables. Look at things that's on your property for egg masses of the lanternfly. This is the time of the year that you need to be scraping that. So anyway, he's going to talk about pest management and also emerging opportunities and what's called leaf harvesting. I'm curious about that. I do have a registration form here. Again, it's free. There's snacks. There's a free lunch. And it's all at Penn State Schuylkill. And I think it would be time well spent. This is a project of the Woodland Stewardship Committee of the Schuylkill County Conservancy. And those folks rock and roll. They just had a public forum. They had a great turnout at the Ag Center. There's a lot of people that care about their lands. And I like seeing that.
Absolutely. They're great folks. And also, even if you don't have forested land, they have a lot to learn about even your local forests, things that you can notice at your local parks. If you also volunteer, you can notice about tree health or the type of diversity that is in your local forest or even in like your local park. And also selfishly, if you want to learn about ramps, it's about to be ramp season. So good to know, you know.
If anybody wants a copy of this form or they want more information, you can email me at porcupinepat@yahoo.com.
And I'll also, one last commercial for the Conservation District / Conservancy. Just wanted to put it out there that our owl nature camps, which we're really excited about, they're four different and week-long day camps all day this summer. And registration is actually filling up pretty quickly. If you want to inquire, you can email owlnaturecamp@gmail.com. It's Owl Nature Camp. Because our Water Week camp is already over halfway filled, and it's just February. And so that one should be really, really fun, and we're hoping to do some really cool collabs for that one. So definitely check it out, and you can always also call me, Hemlock Hannah, at 272-208-0406, or just message the Conservation District, and it'll get to me. So if you have any questions or interested in registration, you can check our socials as well. And it's everything Schuylkill CD. CD as in Conservation District.
It's awesome you guys have so many wonderful events going on. Sometimes I wish I was still a kid in the area so I could be doing all these things.
Well, these events are actually like my hikes. There's ones.
I want to be doing the waterways.
I know the camp. Water camp. Hey, so come. You know, we'll disguise you.
I was about to say, I can walk around on my knees.
Yeah, I'm just a really tall kid. Everybody be nice.
There we go.
No, but all of those sound amazing. Definitely check it out, guys.
Thank you.
As far as Red Creek goes, we've been trying to up our events. We don't have a crazy amount going on yet just because we are gearing up towards baby season here, so we have to make sure we don't spread ourselves too thin. But with baby season, we are having our second baby shower. That does not mean you guys are going to be getting to pet baby squirrels and things. This is more so just a fundraiser with different games, raffles. We have some really good raffles lined up as well. We've had local businesses donate some gift cards, so we have a gift card thing to raffle off that's over $100 value.
Ooh,
nice. But there will be a bunch of different games, several different raffles, including that gift card raffle. So definitely come and check it out. We do have it listed as an event on our Facebook page, but it is March 7th from 12 to 3 at our facility, specifically the Education Building. And if you have not yet gotten the opportunity to check out our facilities, I would really encourage you to do so. We've been slowly working on updating outdoor enclosures, things like that, and we're really, really hoping by March, the snow has been impacting this journey a little bit. We have a beautiful flight enclosure for three of our most infamous resident birds, two of which are officially retired. Gabby, our great horned owl, who, if you've lived in Schuylkill County, you've probably met Gabby and Peggy.
More than once. She's great.
The most infamous bird at our facility, Gabby, the great horned owl, Hannibal, our turkey vulture, and Zazu, our black vulture, who's my guy. He's not retired. You can still see him at most library programs and things. But they each are going to be upgraded to a 20-foot by 20-foot by 30-foot joint enclosure, so they each have their own separate section. So you'll get to see them being happy little menaces flying around their enclosures, hopefully, by the baby shower. So March 7th, 12 to 3. Definitely come check out our facilities if you haven't gotten to yet. If you have the ability to donate stuffies, things like that, we make sure all of our baby critters have a cuddle buddy while they are in a quarantine period. So those individual baby raccoons or squirrels that come to us before we're able to combine them with live foster siblings, we do give them a stuffed animal to cuddle so they still have that sibling feeling with them. So we have it listed on our Facebook page as well as our website. So Red Creek Wildlife Center on Every Medias, that's how you can find out what's going on, as well as we do have a calendar on our website as well now that we've been keeping up to date, so you can also see the things like Painting with Peggy, as we talked about earlier, and all those sorts of things listed as we plan them. So definitely just keep an eye out. We do also even have our open house planned, so things like that way out in advance we have listed on our website's calendar. So redcreekwildlifecenter.com or just search Red Creek Wildlife Center on medias, we will pop up.
Sounds good. We'll take our final break, folks. We'll come back with more as we continue after these messages on WPPA.
Looking for auto repair you can trust in Ashland and Orwigsburg? Joe Thurs Automotive is here to keep you and your family rolling, because when it comes to your car, peace of mind matters. Built on professionalism and kindness, Joe Thurs Automotive brings expertise, care, and a personal touch to every visit. And right now is the perfect time to schedule your service and save. Get our oil change special for just $69.99, including a free tire rotation and multi-point inspection. Plus, checks on your radiator, coolant, belts, hoses, fluids, suspension, and lights. Or stop in for our brake special, starting at just $329 per axle for cars with quality pads and rotors installed by the experts. For faster service, book your appointment at JoeThursAutomotive.com today. Joe Thurs Automotive, with locations in Ashland and Orwigsburg, keeping drivers in northern and southern Schuylkill counties safely on the road, one repair at a time.
We've all been there, faced with a physical setback. Whether you've suffered a sports injury that takes you out of the game, or your aches and pains are keeping you from doing what you love, we all want the same thing, to get your life back. Thankfully, you can trust the region's only nationally ranked orthopedic team to help get you there. At Lehigh Valley Orthopedic Institute, we turn setbacks into comebacks, one movement at a time. Lehigh Valley Orthopedic Institute. Comebacks begin here.
This week's T102 Sports Now, Finelli, Evans, and Patel Athlete of the Week goes to Tyer Mead, Blue Mountain Senior Guard. I sat down with Tyer to talk his big 29-point night in Martz Hall, leading the Eagles to a Schuylkill League quarterfinal win over Haven. Check it out only on T102SportsNow.com.
Jen, I didn't know you shopped here.
Hey, I'm hunting for something fresh for spring.
Oh, girl, skip the mall. Jewelry Television has the best spring looks right now.
JTV, way ahead of you. Just hit up JTV.com yesterday, scored the cutest clover earrings, two tennis bracelets, and this gorgeous pearl ring.
Right now, new customers get $20 off any purchase of $99 or more at JTV.com.
Oh, and gold hoops and this turquoise bracelet.
Just a couple things, huh?
Maybe more than a couple.
Wesley Financial Group is not a law firm.
I'm Chuck McDowell, founder of Wesley Financial Group. Did you buy a timeshare because they told you it was a great investment? That's a lie. Most timeshares can be bought online for a dollar. To find out what your timeshare is worth and to cancel it, call us today and we'll send you our timeshare exit kit free with all your options for cancellation.
Call Wesley for your free exit info guide. 800-959-3388. That's 800-959-3388.
If you could use some extra money, Wiener Iron and Metal is the place to go. Wiener Iron and Metal in Pottsville recycles cans, copper, stainless steel, radiators, iron, and light iron. Open Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 4 p.m. For current pricing and any recycling questions, call 570-622-6543. Get paid for your recycling with Wiener Iron and Metal. 1056 Route 61, Pottsville. Online at wienermetals.com.
Welcome back, folks. Hour number one of the program. It's our third Tuesday of the month. In our first hour, that means John Bondur and the folks from Schuylkill Headwaters are in studio with us. John, final segment coming up.
Final segment, yes. Jay-Z. We'll talk a little bit about fishing.
Okay.
Of course, if you're going to fish, you need a 2026 fishing license. For those of us that forgot, we're not in 2025 anymore. We're already in the middle of February 2026.
Yes.
So you're going to need a 2026 fishing license if you're going to be out there. Right now, the streams are closed by the Pennsylvania Fish and Boat Commission to do the annual preseason trout stocking. And it's always a great time when you see the big white fish truck coming. You know springtime is right around the corner. So it's always neat to go out there and help or just be a spectator to see if what size the fish are, where they're being placed. And it's just a regular yearly thing for a lot of people to go out and see that. It's quite unique if you haven't done it. So with that in mind, there are some trout stockings that are scheduled. And let me just say that these are definitely subject to change because we still have a lot of snow out there, and it's very difficult to access some of the parts of the streams and stuff. So if you're going to go out there, get on the computer and check out Pennsylvania Fish and Boat. Get on to where the trout stocking is, and just to verify nothing's changed. So this Monday coming, the 23rd, Lizard Creek, Mahantungo Creek, Mahoning Creek, Pine Creek along Route 54, and Rabbit Run Reservoir will be getting their shipment of primarily rainbow trout. Thursday the 26th will be Bear Creek and Pine Creek tributary to Mahantungo Creek. That's out in the western part of the county. The 2nd of March will be Locust Creek and Locust Lake. The 3rd of March is the Mahantungo Creek, and again, that's out in the western part of the county. And the 11th of March is the lower Little Swatara Creek. The 17th of March is the Little Schuylkill River in the Tamaqua area. And the 18th of March is the Little Catawissa Creek up in Union Township near Ringtown. The Little Monoy Creek, basically in Butler Township, that flows through the Gordon Borough, and also Whippoorwill Dam will be getting fish. So if you're going to be out there, come out and participate in the trout stocking. It's always something neat to see. And one other thing, too, the Gordon Fish and Game people are going to have a youth-mentored fishing day on the Little Monoy Creek at the Gordon Borough Park on March 28th. A kids fishing rodeo on May 9th, and membership recognition fishing day, and the Gordon Community Yard Sale will be on June the 6th. So that's pretty much all that I have right now. It's a little early for information on trout fishing, but we need to have some rain to get rid of some of this snowpack, and we'll be ready to go. I see, you know, the weather's breaking a little bit. Hopefully we get some rain tomorrow, wash some of this stuff off the roads, and increase some volume in our streams and get the ice shelf off. And the ice shelf basically is ice that is covering our streams, so do not try to walk on that because you'll end up getting your Saturday night bath real early.
Thank you for saying that. Yeah.
So, you know, safety first. So yeah. That's most important. Before we go off the air, Jay-Z, I'd really like to hear some of those bird calls.
Yes.
Again.
Yes. Okay.
Everybody likes to hear that. So yes. let the ladies go ahead.
Go ahead.
All right. I'll do my crow. It's not perfect, but.
Hey, the nice thing about crows, though, they make a bunch of different noises.
They do.
And then the screech owls, you
with
can
different
get
accents,
hit with.
Too. Different accents from different regions.
Exactly. And the screech owls hit you with the whinny call. That's like, or if they're really pissed at you, they go.
What a way to wrap things up. Thank you so much, everybody. Third Tuesday of the month in our first hour for Schuylkill Headwaters on WPPA Pottsville.